So when we learn about Avraham Avinu, we learn about Avraham a few very unique traits. The first trait we see in Avraham is the trait of truth, emet. Avraham Avinu, at a very young age, debunks the theories that everyone else adopts. Everyone around him is worshipping idols, including his father. Everyone around him believes that Nimrod is a god and should be bowed to. And Avraham has the courage to question that. And not only question that, but risk his life on that principle that this cannot be true. And Chazal tell us that until the age of 52, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not appear to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, at a very late age, first gets his prophetic vision. He was ready to give up his life. At age 70, he gets his first prophetic vision, Prit Ben Abtarim. At age 52, he reaches his conclusion, not his first prophecy, he reaches his conclusion of monotheism. Yeah, we know the Medrash that it was at age 3. So let's go back to that Medrash. So at age 3, he's this genius. That's what the Meiri writes, that Avraham Avinu had certain skills. His skill was in pursuit of truth. His skill was in amassing people, convincing them. There's a path, there's a journey, let's go on it. This is the way to go. And these people ultimately emigrate with Avraham to Canaan, to the land of Israel. So if we were to characterize Avraham, we would say Avraham is a fierce truth. Yet, until we started discussing it here, you probably never thought too much about that aspect of Avraham, because the hallmark of Avraham is his kindness to his fellow man. Avraham, we always know, is chesed. He has an inn, he takes people in, he cares about them, he gives them to eat, and he explains to them how to be moral and ethical. They shouldn't be burning their children in the name of the pagan gods, right? That's all we know about Avraham. But not exactly. Because the description in the Torah of Avraham is Avraham ohavi. Avraham who loved me, Hashem says about Avraham. When the Rambam writes the mitzvah of knowing Hashem and loving Hashem, the Rambam says part of loving Hashem is like Avraham. When the Rambam describes loving your fellow man, he doesn't say like Avraham. That's not where we need to learn from Avraham. Yeah, Avraham was kindness. But where the Rambam writes, you want to know what it means to love Hashem, it means like Avraham Avinu, that you feel like everyone around you should know about monotheism. Everyone around you should connect to Judaism. So if we go back to step one, what was Avraham's strength? Avraham's strength was truth. The average person you know, who is so strong in pursuit of truth, they're going to be so logical, they're usually very tough people. Avraham's strength is his honesty, pursuit of truth is actually supportive of chesed. It's not contradictory. Very often when a person pursues the truth, so then you don't add up to the truth. Are you being honest? I want to have nothing to do with the people who are dishonest. No. Avraham is willing to accept everyone who's in error. But his kindness to other people is not his main. His main point is his kindness, his love of Hashem. And Avraham's ability to fuse all of those is amazing, if you think about it. How do you love Hashem? You don't. What do you see? What do you know about Hashem? He sees his brother was murdered by Nimrod. When his brother stood up for monotheism, his brother was murdered. He has to bring up his nephew and niece that are orphan. Avraham didn't have an easy life. Avraham was incarcerated. He spent years in jail because he believed in monotheism. Years, it says in the Talmud. A decade, he's in jail. 7 years, to be exact. 3 years in one prison, 4 years in another prison. They tried to blind him. Avraham has to contend with a lot, and Hashem doesn't show up and say, "Hi, Avraham, I'm here, you're right, I'm the God who created the world." He has to fight for his beliefs, where Hashem doesn't talk to him. He's alone. And out of all that comes Avraham, who's the father of kindness. That's amazing. I don't understand it. I'm saying I'm describing a phenomena, I'm describing a human being that I don't understand. I don't know how a person grows there, how a person gets there, how a person can be so connected to emet, to truth, yet their emet doesn't contradict chesed. On the contrary, it's supportive of chesed. And their chesed to their fellow man, I know a lot of liberals. I know people who are willing to give up their life for other people. But I don't see them in pursuit of truth. I see them in pursuit of kindness. If very often they ignore facts that stare them in the face because they want to be so kind. And then you see people who are in pursuit of truth and they're willing to fight for the truth, but you don't see them pursuing kindness. And then you see those two, but do you see them loving God? Or are they're so into their own truth and their own understanding and their own being kind people that God is irrelevant. You have a person where Hashem is the focus of his life, where his love of Hashem is the focus of his life, his truth brings him to that, and his love of his fellow man, that's one of the great traits of Avraham Avinu.